is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. It's the Saturday edition of the program. The number is 800-259-9231. And the number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything. We started out talking about the new emergency, national emergency thing. Declaration, I suppose it is, that Obama passed, which really doesn't change anything because, well, there are several national emergencies already in effect. In point of fact, they've been in effect for decades. And now, back in the day, they could declare a national emergency and it would just never be removed. But apparently they passed the National Emergencies Act back in the 1970s, I think it was.
Oh, good.
And that that set a period of 2 years, I think. This is from my brief looking over the government's own documents here, and you know how hard those are to understand sometimes. But basically it said that at that point then they would have to be re-upped every 2 years. Kind of like how they re-up the funding for the Army, for the military every 2 years, essentially, to keep it constitutional. Well, now with the National Emergencies Powers Act, they have to keep re-upping the national emergencies they want to continue. But they've been doing that, apparently, because there are still several so-called national emergencies covering everything from banning the importation of diamonds, rough diamonds from Sierra Leone to, you know, the war on terrorism and stuff like that. And it's all listed in a government document that you can get linked to from the Wikipedia page about national emergencies. So we're talking about that, but you can also bring up anything. And so we'll start out the hour here talking to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John in California going once. John in California going twice.
Hey, 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 Mark Megadidos. How you guys doing?
God.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Oh, Megadidos is very important. It means I think your show's great, and I hope it stays on the air for a long time.
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I got the pleasure of meeting a politician this morning who claimed to be a Ron Paul Republican.
Oh, yeah?
But was far from it. I was at the movie premiere of the documentary of For Liberty, which is documenting the Ron Paul campaign.
Oh, cool.
It was actually quite a good film. I really enjoyed it. But this guy, Bill Hunt, is running for sheriff here in Orange County, California, and he's on the list for a website called This November 5th, which last year organized the money bombs for Ron Paul, and this year they're trying to recreate that for some like-minded candidates.
Some allegedly like-minded candidates.
Right, and this guy, Bill Hunt, was at the premiere, and he was also on their list of people you ought to donate to. And I looked him up on my iPhone real quick, and I saw that at his November 5th event that should coincide with the money bomb, his guest speaker will be Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County. And this, I thought this was pretty inconsistent, because as you know, Sheriff Joe is probably the most police state-style sheriff in the country.
Yeah, he's one of the most dangerous. He's one of the most dangerous criminals in America today. He is taking peaceful people off the streets, calling them criminals because they have a plant in their pocket or something, or some chemical, and then putting them in a place he calls Tent City, because he's put so many people in jail there in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is in Arizona. He's put so many people in jail that he's now opened tents up outdoors in the desert, basically, and is keeping people there 24 hours a day.
Right, jail's just another government program.
He feeds them absolute gruel. There have been reports of people being fed things like green bologna and just nasty gruel. It's just
they'll blend it all together. It's disgusting.
His agents are sadists. They're the worst of the worst, the bottom of the barrel. And Joe Arpaio is he's one of the most thuggish government agents out there. So that's quite an indicator that the person you're dealing with here does not understand what liberty is at all. Well observed.
Oh, it's awful. So I actually went and shook his hand afterwards, and I introduced myself, and I said, do you think Sheriff Joe Arpaio is a good model for what a liberty-oriented sheriff's office would be run like? Because he's running to be sheriff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of politician-talked his way around it a little bit. But the good thing, I did get a solid answer out of him when I asked, so do you support throwing peaceful people in prison for consuming marijuana? And, you know, he was very taken aback that I put it that way. And I said, well, we're going to agree to disagree on this.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The thing that really bugged me is the local campaign for liberty people and the Ron Paul people are supporting guys like this.
Yeah.
It's so the very sad election cycle after the Ron Paul campaign, which was so good, so principled. If this is what we're getting in immediately afterwards. It's just very disappointing for me, and it really disappoints me in the whole political process.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, this is the danger that I've felt, and I'm all for the Tea Parties, and I'm all for the Ron Paul Revolution, but this is the danger that I've felt in this, is that, you know, people like this Hunt fella here. That's
an opportunist.
Yeah, that see an opportunity. Oh, my God, people got really excited about Ron Paul. I agree with some of the things Ron Paul said. I must be a Ron Paul Republican. Oh, no, you're not. You're a regular Republican.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul believes some of the things that Republicans believe. That's all, pal.
Ron Paul would not have backed down from the question about marijuana. He would have answered that straight out.
Right.
And
there's no agreeing to disagree. You just want to throw peaceful people in prison for doing, you know, what they should be free to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't even make sense to me. It's not like Ron Paul won or even got more than 20% of the vote or even 20% of the vote in any one state. You're not a libertarian. Why even align yourself with that movement?
Oh, I can explain. Oh, no. This is easy to understand. This guy, now, is he currently a politician or running for office fresh?
He's running to be a sheriff, but he's been in political circles for a long time. He's the favorite.
Okay. Look, any politician is going to value the kind of activism that Ron Paul engendered. I mean, anybody that paid attention to the Ron Paul campaign knows that it was an amazing campaign in that his actual campaign staff didn't do any of the real footwork. They didn't do any of the real significant hard work. It was the activists, this kind of grassroots, decentralized activist network that essentially sprung up around Ron Paul and just went to town and created all kinds of wonderful campaign things, like the Ron Paul Revolution thing with the love letters spinned around backwards, and that was created by the activists. There was so many videos and wonderful different multimedia presentations and outreach programs, and really the entire Ron Paul money bomb thing, completely created by the activists. Where what would he raise $20 million in one day's time or something?
Incredible,
like that?
Numbers.
It was amazing. So, as a politician, you better believe you want to get those people behind you. I mean, they're effective. Sure, you're right. Ron Paul didn't run away with the race or anything like that. He didn't win by any means. He did beat a handful of the Republicans in a number of primaries. People like Rudy
Giuliani.
Right. People like Rudy Giuliani. So what they're seeing is the activists, and they're saying, well, I want to put these people. These are hardworking people. These are people that are very passionate, and I want to get them behind my campaign. And so they're pandering to them, which is what politicians do. You know, they're very effective at pandering, and they're making it seem to these people like they appreciate Ron Paul and they're on board with Ron Paul. And as you've discovered, it's in point of fact not the case. Now, what would be interesting to do is to, you said it was a website called This November 5th.
Right. It's the same website that was used to coordinate the November 5th money bomb for Ron Paul last year.
Didn't you interview those guys, Mark, on your interview series, or is that something else I'm thinking of?
Who's that?
This November 5th?
Trevor Lyman, I think.
No.
Oh, Trevor Lyman. Okay, yeah, he's the guy that did the money bomb thing. Well, would it be interesting to go on there and to actually audit all of their so-called Ron Paul Republican candidates? I don't know how many they have at this point, but to just go through and to run through their positions on the issues and audit them and find out how many of them are even close to the principles that Ron Paul espouses. I bet you 5% would be
really close.
I'd say 5% if we're lucky. I completely agree. If they got this guy on and he didn't even take the time to know that he should at least not admit to thinking marijuana users should be locked up at a meeting of Ron Paul activists, and they got him on there, I mean,
it's very disturbing, and I share your frustrations with the political process, and of course, as we saw with the Ron Paul Republicans tried to go and kind of get active within the Republican Party, they were shut down, they were prevented from even speaking, they were prevented from voting, they changed the dates of the conventions and things like that just to try to keep these folks out, and this is how politics tends to work, is if you get an effective political machine that or an organization that is looking like it's going to make a difference somewhere, it will become co-opted by the opposite side. So the people that are in no way aligned with Ron Paul, like you're talking about here, have essentially gotten their mitts into these organizations, and either somebody's not paying attention and they're just letting anybody on who says, well, I'm a Ron Paul Republican, and they're not actually checking them on their claims, or they've been infiltrated by people that are actively allowing people like this guy into that campaign. That way people who trust in these organizations are going to say, well, this particular website says he's a Ron Paul Republican, so I shouldn't do any more research. I trust these people. Check the claims. And I thank you for the call and the story tonight. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. It's the Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231.
The show is also brought to you by FrontSight.com. It's now's the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Exceed them. FrontSight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure your FrontSight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. Go to frontsite.com today to find out more. That's frontsite.com.
All right. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to, I believe, Volland is on the line in Maryland. Volland, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about Mike Gogolski, who is a liberty activist, and you've had him on your show before?
Yes, okay. The stateless person.
Oh, yeah.
He moved to Slovakia and renounced essentially his the U.S. citizenship. Is that correct?
That's correct. He renounced his U.S. citizenship, and he was living in Bratislava, but he's recently left Bratislava, and he's now in Spain.
Okay.
And it has something to do with him being attacked by someone from the Bratislava State Police.
Oh, no. That's awful. What happened?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. It's either the Bratislava State Police or the country, Slovak. But he was in a bar, and he was got into some kind of altercation with a bar owner, and the bar owner asked him to leave, and he stayed because he thought there was some kind of a trouble because he heard somebody scream in the bar. And then that appeared to be resolved. So then he turned around, he left, and there was a gate or something that he had to be let out of. And it was locked, and the bar owner didn't want to let him out. And there was some sort of problem because Mike took a picture of the bartender with his mobile phone. And then I think the bar owner assaulted him or attacked him, and he lost his glasses, which fell on the ground. And,
oh, boy.
And so then, of course, Mike then called the police, and the police showed up. And then... you know, Mike doesn't carry any papers or ID or passport or anything like that. And one thing led to another with this one particular police officer, and this police officer assaulted and brutally attacked him and beat him to the ground.
Yet another reason to not call the police, even if you are in a situation that is seemingly life-threatening. It seems like call after call recently where people have been saying that we called the police. We had some people call in about DCF last night, the Department of Children and Families,
right.
And how that, the police were called and DCF ended up coming in as a result of the police being called in those cases and stealing children from people. So whether it's stealing children or being beaten to a bloody pulp, or in the case of one woman, that I think she called the police because of a family incident, having her child then abducted from her, and then essentially it was a grandma who called on her 14-year-old son. This was down in Florida. She called on him because he'd taken her car for a joyride. They ended up putting him in a boot camp where he was killed. It's just story after story. I'm sorry to hear about that. Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's basically okay. He's trying to raise awareness about what happened to him, so he put some stories up on his website, which I went onto the Free Talk Live DBS already, and under the issues section, I posted a post where there are some links
okay,
where people
great.
Can look at that.
Okay, and I think he's got a site called No State. Is that not the case, or what is his website? Do you know?
NoState.com.
NoState.com. All right. Well, hopefully people can go there and they can get the full story, because it's just yet another, unfortunately, in a long string of police abusing people. And, of course, since he has no state, I'm actually surprised he turned to the state in that particular incident. But I guess I can't blame him. It's something that we've all been indoctrinated into, the idea that if there's a problem, you call 911 or whatever it is over in Slovakia. You call the emergency number, and they're supposed to come and be concerned and cautious and helpful and, not beat you. I thank you for the story tonight, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. It's why I don't recommend answering the door for the police. I don't think there's anything that can be gained from talking to these people. You never know unless you know the cop personally, you don't know who you're dealing with. You could be talking to a rogue cop who may just decide to go off on you. And I don't know what all the details were in this case, but I can tell you, whatever it was not appropriate.
Most of the times that I've, most of my experience with police have been positive experiences.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you called the police or just, encountered them positively in life?
I think I called the police one time when my girlfriend's car was broken into in our driveway.
Yeah. Did they solve the crime?
No.
Oh, okay. So
it was
the
positive,
point?
Though. It was a pleasant experience.
Right, they weren't mean to you.
Yeah, he didn't beat me.
Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of usually the best case scenario, right, is that you'll have a positive interaction, but there's also the chance that you'll be, you know, killed.
I have found stolen property in the past and called the police in order to be, like, backup to get the stolen property back. And they've been pleasant in those experiences.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you won't encounter pleasant police, Mark. I'm not saying that. There are some good guys out there that are police. I know some of them, personally. But what I am saying is that you don't know who you're going to encounter. And you don't know what their attitude is going to be.
Much is true.
And one thing you do know for sure is that if you encounter a rogue cop and he decides to go off on you, then you can be pretty positive that nothing will happen to him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You might lose a tooth, break a nose, possibly, you know, harm yourself and have contusions all over your body or whatever. You might get damaged, but you can better believe that the worst that's going to happen to him is he's going to get 2 weeks paid vacation while they investigate the so-called crime and then close the books on it. Because that's what they do. They protect their own.
They will claim that nothing has been, you know, there's nothing to see here, citizen. Move on.
Let's continue with your calls. Craig in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig.
Craig. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Craig?
Absolute power corrupts absolutely, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
Listen, they use, that's like town hall meetings, and this is a related topic, and when they're used the way they're supposed to be to express the concerns of communities and to find solutions, that's one thing. But I heard the mainstream media the other day just really positive about town hall meetings, and then at the end they said, that's the beautiful thing about a democracy. And that's what people don't understand. That's mob rule. They're promoting mob rule is exactly what
that is what democracy is. You are correct about that. But really, a republic isn't that much different, is it?
Well, let's just take that for example. Let's just say, though, that you use these town hall meetings to further the agenda of these of some of these politicians. They can manipulate and don't think. If you get enough people behind you, anybody that's elected in the community or the county or the state, they're going to fall right in line. Do you understand?
You think
my
so,
point?
Huh? I don't think you're right about that, because don't you remember the bailouts?
Well, those bailouts, they say that Congress was manipulated and blackmailed. And everybody was feeling sorry for Congress, but I'm going to tell you something. It's the American people who are going to wind up paying for those bailouts with their blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, I'm agreeing. Like, I agree with you there. But what I'm telling you is that you just said that if enough people are, lobbying these individuals, that they'll be on board with those people. And I'm telling you that that's not the case, because during the bailouts, they were getting like 50 emails or 50 phone calls to one.
But it was more like 100 to one.
Where people were saying, don't do this. Don't do this bailout. And they went ahead and they did it anyway. So
they did it, but the people that wanted it to happen were the people in charge. That's what I'm saying. If they didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. If it was the average citizen that wanted that bailout, they wouldn't have got it.
Oh, I agree.
Thank you for the call tonight, sir. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You will receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we bring you everything that you'll see completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free for you, including updates. You can get signed up for the Free Talk Live updates, and we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you hate making extra trips back to the car to carry in all those grocery bags? Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Tota Sack. It's a brilliant little handle designed from 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasack.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and get yourself a family pack today. Also, coming up, we'll be giving you a two-pack of the Tota Sack, so you can see exactly how good these little handles are. I've been enjoying them quite a bit myself. So that's on the way here. Keep listening for your opportunity to win, and be sure to go to TOTASAK.com to learn more about the Tota Sack. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls and go to Nick in St. Petersburg listening to WFLA. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
This is my first time calling, and the past couple of nights have been listening, and it's refreshing to finally hear that there are some people that are really realizing what this government and all our freedoms that are being taken away from us. And
well,
it has been going on for that way for the past 20 years that I could observe.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that you've observed that, because there are so many people that seem to be acting like, oh my gosh, this whole federal government has been getting worse ever since Obama took office, and it's been happening for decades.
No, man, it's been going on for, I'm 59, and I've seen it, and I've always told people, man, what are you doing? they're taking your rights away. I mean, even though I don't smoke, or, you know, I started with smoking and all this, okay, it's bad for you, but shouldn't that be our choice?
Yeah.
Instead, all this stuff being shoved down our throat every day of what's bad for us, you know, and if we don't want a swine flu vaccination, isn't it our rights to be able to say, hey, no, I want to take my chances without your whatever stuff you put in this,
right,
and government controlled? No way. What's going on in this country?
What's going on in this country is decades of government indoctrination essentially having a tremendous effect. Yeah, that's what they do in government schools. They brainwash people to believe that the government is necessary and the government is great and that government force is something that you should endeavor to hold, kids. If you were in charge of the government, you could make people do what you want them to do.
Don't you want to grow up and be president?
Exactly. I mean, you know, weren't we brought up to be free? And, you know, I'm a small business owner, and we should have our choices of what we do. And if a person wants to start his own business, that was what America was about. Not
right.
So working for a big corporate America that's really putting the screws to us.
But now you're absolutely right. That was the intention, but it's been corrupted. Now, in order to start your own business, you've got to go jump through some governmental hoops, pay a bunch of bribes, which they call fees, licensing fees, and things like that, and make sure that you pay your masters before they'll allow you to do your business. And it's just absolutely outrageous. It's an anathema to what freedom really is all about. And most Americans are completely clueless about what it really means to be free because they've never experienced it. I've never experienced it. I do my best to live as free as I possibly can, but there are some things that I just can't do, even though they wouldn't be harmful to anyone else. I wouldn't be able to engage in those activities because, well, I'd end up in a cold jail cell.
Exactly. My point, you know, it's not so much where's the for the people, other people, and by the people. Are they even teaching the constitutions, you know, the American history in the schools anymore?
Well,
no, they're doing totally. They don't want anybody to know about that.
You know, even the Constitution. Even the Constitution, though, and I used to be back when I considered myself a libertarian. I now consider myself a voluntarist, but I used to be a constitutional kind of guy. And then I came to the conclusion that I don't want the people ruling over me either. Well, I don't want the politicians,
right.
And I don't want the people telling me what to do. Because
I don't care if 99% of America says that something that's right is wrong. They're still wrong.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nick.
I feel the same way.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. And glad you decided to dial in tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe we have Alex in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I've been walking around the hallway here, and I saw a quote on the wall. It says, live as if you'll die today. Dream as if you'll live forever. I thought that was pretty good.
Live as if you'll die today. Dream as if you'll live forever. That's great. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so anyway, I was calling about this national emergency. I'm in the process of booking a train to Boston and a bus to New Jersey to come home for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
before you go on, Alex, what if I decided that the best way for me to spend my last day on the planet was to high on heroin? I mean, you know, it's the last day on the planet. There's no consequences to it, so why not just get high on heroin the rest of the day? Do you think that's good advice?
Do whatever you want. I'm not going to stop.
It's your body, Mark.
I appreciate that, but I think it's bad advice.
Okay, sure.
Live like you've got a family and people that care about you and do responsible stuff.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay, go on your train story.
All right, so I've got to get a train to Boston and a bus to New Jersey from Boston. Now, I don't know with the national emergency what the ramifications are going to be with respect to mass transportation such as that. You know, I don't know if they're going to stop the train car and search us all and get our temperatures with infrared cameras. That could happen. Or they could just stop all public transportation from happening and declare martial law, in which case I don't get to go home for Thanksgiving. So that's one thing that's been on my mind is how that's going to affect it. Or maybe, more likely, my travel will just be severely delayed and everything that I schedule will be messed up because I have to get off at certain times and arrive at certain times.
I don't know what to expect. I don't expect that the government is going to implement some sort of police state, full-on police state. Obviously, we are in a police state today, but I don't think they're going to be implementing the the checkpoints you might be thinking of in a month's time. I wouldn't be too concerned.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be docile, so if they do try to put a thermometer in me or do any of that, I'm going to refuse. Or if they say that you have to get a shot, because I have to travel through Massachusetts, so that's always a problem.
Good point. Thanks, Alex, for the call tonight. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe, John is on the line, listening to WFLA in Tampa or Tallahassee.
Hello.
Not sure which. Hello, John.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys seem to think before you speak.
We do our best.
If I can jump tracks a little bit.
Yeah, by all means, it's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Okay. One of the little things I've been, unfortunately, becoming involved with by mistakes is what I consider scams over the internet.
Like what?
I can be very specific on some things. One of the things that's happening right now is if you get on the internet, there are anywhere from 30-minute to 2-hour presentations on some things. You get done with it, they say they're going to send you stuff. And all you have to do is pay the shipping and handling. Well, the only problem is what you end up finding out is that you end up being subject to a monthly service mentoring thing or something. I don't know what it is that you can't on at least more than one or two or three or four sites. You can't get a hold of the people that are putting these things on.
Is this like a get rich quick kind of website thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And there are a number of things like that that will be presented to you on the internet. Everything from something simple that's targeted at very, very young people, like, hey, kids, get yourself a free Xbox. And then the actual deal is you're supposed to go in and jump through all of these hoops that they've put up and manage to get your friends to all agree to join the program before they actually give you the so-called free Xbox. And so there are all kinds of things like that. Buyer beware, caveat emptor, and if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Read the fine print, and good luck out there. It's a world. Thank you for the call.
One of the things
we got to move on here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Be cautious and take your time on deciding things like that, and do some research. Look into it. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, we do ask that you do something for us. You vote for us. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. If you've already done it this month, thank you so much. If you have yet to do it, please take a moment. Next time you're in front of a computer terminal that's connected to the Internet, and which ones aren't these days, go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and you can take a quick moment to do that for us, and it helps push us up the top 10 list. Last time you checked, Mark, we were at number one.
We slipped into number two.
We are number two today. Right now?
No, slipped? But we slipped into number two today.
Okay, so it's a real close contest, which means we need your vote. And that includes you. If you're listening on the radio, get in front of your computer. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It only takes you a moment, and the email address is only used to make sure that you're a real live person and not some sort of robot program.
It's fast, easy, and you won't be spammed.
That's right. Vote.freetalklive.com. Just real quick, before we continue with your calls, just a few more comments on John's call about the Internet scans. He sounded like he'd gotten involved in a get-rich-quick scheme on the Internet, and boy, there are plenty of them. Beware. Be cautious. If you come across something on the Internet, double check and triple check before you decide to jump into it. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So go to startpage.com whenever you come across something and look it up. Whatever the opportunity is, whatever the website name is, type that in and then afterwards put in the word scam and you'll come up with all kinds of experiences, I imagine. Unless it's brand new. There's a chance you could run across something that is, not established in its scamminess, and so you may be one of the first victims. So if you are searching for something at startpage.com and it's not even coming up, then that's an even bigger red alert as far as I'm concerned, because then that just says nobody's had any opportunity to really get any experience with this to find out whether it is or is not a scam. But if it's sounding too good to be true, you can pretty much guarantee that it likely is. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Let's continue with your calls. Joe's in Florida listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that people are paying attention enough to notice that while we're all talking about the national emergency, you know, swine flu crisis, and all the controversy over the safety of the immunizations, nobody seems to be talking about the economy or troop deployments.
Tell me about it.
Well, those are certainly things that I'm sure our establishment wants us to not pay attention to, so that, like been kind of the recurring theme so far tonight, so that they can do whatever they want.
So what you're talking about is how they're increasing the amount of troops that will be deployed in Afghanistan or are being deployed in Afghanistan?
Actually, I haven't heard what decision's been made because everybody's been talking about swine flu.
Well,
I see.
Actually, more troops have been deployed, even though I haven't figured out what the decision that Obama made that, you know, was supposed to be made. However, there are more troops being deployed there.
Well, that's good to know. I'll have to pay a little more attention.
Well, it's, I don't know if it's good to know. I mean, as far as that just means more people are likely to die over there.
The knowledge of it is good.
Right.
The action, is another issue.
Okay. Understood. I see where you're coming from there. And as far as the economy is concerned, well, I mean, what do you say about that, right? It's clearly there's some problems and they're government controlled, the government created problems in the first place. If we didn't have this fiat currency, which essentially means that the government can just print out as much of it as they'd like, then we'd probably have a much stronger economic situation here. And as long as the government is in charge of the dollar in this country, then it's going to continue to be likely dire circumstances over time. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jack, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hey, Jack.
Hey, you guys rock. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got a question about the public option with government-controlled health care.
Okay.
One of the things that I'm concerned about is the pharmaceuticals, because if you realize it or not, about 99% of the pharmaceuticals that are developed come from the free market.
Not true. Not a true statement. There is no free market in pharmaceuticals.
Who's doing the research and development?
Well, certain government-protected corporations are doing it.
Big pharma, you know, the companies that have been given license in that area and, that the FDA controls.
Just to prove that there's no free
market. Being sold on the free market, they're getting their money from the free market.
No, it's not a free market if you have to get a prescription to buy something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But still, I'm saying, like, the free market economy.
You can't use the term free market.
Drugs,
right, I know you see what I'm saying.
Companies.
Right, I know you see what I'm saying, but you can't call it a free market if it's not actually, in point of fact, free.
Okay, well, beyond the semantics of it, you know, the insurance companies will be taken over by the government.
Yes,
and once
that's true.
That happens, then you're going to have complete government control.
True.
And you're going to have a situation where there's going to be a lot less research and development. And I have a feeling, and I'm not hearing this anywhere else, that the government-controlled plans in Canada and England that were being said is so great, they're going to be grossly affected by the inability to receive the pharmaceuticals that are produced in this country.
You are correct.
Right. Absolutely. If the United States goes
single payer, it's going to have a huge effect.
If the United States goes single payer, it will drive the world into a new dark age. That's all there is to it, because research and development will discontinue or
the incentives.
Be incredibly stifled in the area of medicine, because the United States is the largest medicine type market in the world, and it's the one that the people are doing the R&D for. Yes, all the other industrialized nations have these single payer systems.
Here's a question for you: how come nobody's reporting this? You know, we're on the edge of a huge failure in our systems.
Because most of America has been educated stupid by socialist indoctrination centers.
Right.
Well, and we've talked about it on this show in quite detail, and we just weren't talking about it tonight. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of topics to cover, but on this program, as soon as this healthcare proposal came up, we were all over it and explained it in the way it should be explained. When you actually look at the news media and the way it is being covered, there are certain people who are opposing the government's plan. But those people who are opposing it are also misrepresenting things, like using terms like the free market to describe what we currently have in this country today. And that is nothing to be further from the truth. The current situation is that the healthcare situation in the United States is a mostly government-run industry, and that the government is paying for over 50% of the dollars that are being spent in healthcare.
Oh, it is over 50%.
So you're looking at essentially what is a mostly socialized industry today, taking it even further toward more socialism.
Sure.
And the people that are against the plan of taking it further to socialism aren't talking about returning to freedom. They're not talking about wiping out the FDA. They're not talking about ending all federal controls on healthcare. They're talking about keeping the status quo. And
the Republicans had a better plan when it came to healthcare. They were proposing to open up competition to outside of the state insurers, and basically you would choose which insurer you wanted from outside of the state, and that would bring more competition. It was a better plan. It wasn't a free market plan, but it was a better one than what has been proposed here. I'm all for healthcare reform. I'm just not for socialized medicine in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I think the reform ought to be with the trial lawyers and work its way from there. We had a case in Philadelphia where a lady was given $11 million because she went through an MRI machine and claimed she lost her psychic powers.
What? Hey, you cannot degrade you cannot denigrate the loss of psychic powers. I mean, those are important things.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess, all them magnets spinning around. Of course, that'll cause anybody to lose their psychic powers.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Jamie, listening in Florida to WFLA. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give... First off, I've never heard of this show before that you guys had on. I guess I just moved to Tallahassee, and this is the first time I've heard anything like this on the radio. So I just wanted to say I'm really proud that something that's free is still on public airwaves.
Excellent, sir. We're glad you found us.
Yeah, no, thank you. I was just going to give a little testimony about how I changed from having a...
What mindset? You cut out there on your cell phone for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say how I changed from a neoconservative mindset to a more liberty-oriented mindset.
Can you hang on?
Jamie, hold on a second. Jamie, if you hold through the break, we'll let you get more time. Yeah. You're only going to get 30 seconds here, and we got something to do.
Hold
the line.
Right, I want to hear your story in full. What we want to do here before hour number three is to give you a two-pack of the Totesac. And
we've been talking about it.
Brilliant.
People probably don't know what it is. It's a little hook handly thing made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's the most convenient little tool you never knew you needed.
I've got two of them right in the back of my car right now. And
always
anytime,
keep them in the car.
Anytime I'm bringing the groceries back in, this thing makes it so easy. You can go to TOTASAK.com to order yourself some, or you can call in right now and be the third caller at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, and you'll get a two-pack of the Totesac. We'll have it delivered to your door. You do have to live in the United States, by the way, for this. 603-435-1105. Hour three is coming up, and hopefully Jamie will talk to us in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.